The average person waits 3 to 5 years before seeking treatment for a chronic problem. I guess they just keep waiting for it to go away by itself. Too many people treat traumatic injuries with first aid only, either at home or at the ER. They fail to have a chiropractic checkup to see if the injury leaves them with less than optimal joint mobility and muscle weakness and potential nerve deficit. Just because the pain goes away doesn't mean that proper joint motion, neurological function, and muscular strength have returned. I'd like to tell you one more story about one of my most challenging patients. This man heard me talking about our type of care on the radio. He had been to no less than 4 chiropractors for his low back pain and sciatica. That's pain that runs all the way down the leg. He had had one surgery that helped one disc for a while, followed by a second surgery on a different disc. After his pain returned while rehabbing from his second surgery, he was desperate when he called for an appointment. He had been unable to work as an electrician for months. They traveled about an hour to get to Sioux Falls, his wife driving, while he laid flat on his back in the back of the Suburban. I found when I examined him that he had pelvic instability with bulging discs, putting pressure on nerves in his mid-low back on one side and at the very bottom of his low back on the other. His x-ray showed a scoliosis-like curvature, complicating his condition. Initial treatment consisted of leveling his pelvis and supporting its weakness with a Velcro sacroiliac belt and reducing his bulging lumbar discs with traction-assisted adjustments. We also used our ARPWave neurotherapy in conjunction with the adjustments to reduce inflammation and increase muscular strength. Slowly, he began to improve. He and his wife stayed faithful, driving to Sioux Falls 3 times a week. After 4 or 5 adjustments, he told me that he knew he was getting better because he didn't have to cry as often.